They say fortune favours the brave, but I say I've seen too many brave men walking into battles they never walked out of. The hell with all of it. What's up with you? The minstrel was staring at a god on the edge of the crowd.
It's you, isn't it? He growled.
You're Nuggan, aren't you?
The little god took a step backward but made the mistake of trying dignity.
Be silent, mortal.
You utter... 15 years, 15 damn years before I ever tasted garlic. And the priests used to get up early in the countryside round us to jump on all the mushrooms. And do you know how much a small slab of chocolate cost in our town, and what they did to people who were caught with one?
The minstrel shouldered the horde aside and advanced on the retreating god, his lyre raised like a club.
I shall smite you with lightning, squeaked Nuggan, raising his hands to protect himself.
You can't, not here. You can only do that stuff back in the world. All you can do here is bluff and illusion, and bullying. That's what the prayers are. It's frightened people trying to make friends with the bully. All those temples were built, and you're nothing but a little...
Cohen laid a gentle hand on his shoulder. Well said, lad, well said. But it's time you were going.
Broccoli, murmured Offler to Suivo, god of cut timber. You can't go wrong with broccoli.
I prohibit the practice of panupunitoplasty, said the Suivo.
What's that?
Search me, but it's got them worried.
Just let me give him one wallop, shouted the minstrel.
Listen, son, listen, said Cohen, struggling to hold him. You got better things to do with that lie than smash it over someone's head, right? A few little verses. It's amazing how they stick in the mind. Listen to me. Listen. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I've got a sword, and it's a good one, but all the bleeding thing can do is keep someone alive. Listen. A song can keep someone immortal, good or bad.
The minstrel relaxed a little, but only a little. Nuggan had taken refuge behind a group of other gods.
He'll wait until I'm out of the gates, groaned the minstrel.
He'll be busy. Truckle, press that plunger.
Ah, your famous firework, said Blind Io. But my dear mortal, fire cannot harm the gods.
Well, now, said Cohen, that depends, right? Cos in a minute or two, the top of this mountain is going to look like a volcano. Everyone in the world will see it. I wonder if they'll believe in the gods any more.
Ha!
Sneered Fate. But a few of the brighter gods looked suddenly thoughtful.
Anyway, Cohen went on, it don't matter if someone kills the gods. It does matter that someone tried. Next time, someone will try harder.
All that will happen is that you will be killed, said Fate.
But the more thoughtful gods were edging away.
What have we got to lose? Said Boy Willie. We're going to die anyway. We're ready to die.
We've always been ready to die, said Caleb the Ripper.
That's why we've lived such a long time, said Boy Willie.
But why be so upset? Said Blind Io. You've had long, eventful lives, and the great cycle of nature...
Ach, the great cycle of nature can eat my loincloth, said Mad Hamish.
And there's not many as would want to do that, said Cohen. And I ain't much good with words, but I reckon we're doing this because we are going to die, do you see? And cos some bloke got to the edge of the world somewhere and saw all them other worlds out there and burst into tears because there was only one lifetime. So much universe and so little time. And that's not right.
But the gods were looking around. The wings had shattered and broken off. The fuselage smashed down onto the cobbles and slid on.
Now is the time to panic, said Rincewind.
The stricken kite continued to scrape across the flagstones in a growing smell of scorched wood. A pale hand reached past Rincewind.
It would be advisable, said Leonard, to hold on to something.
He pulled a small handle labelled Sicarb. Now the kite stopped, in a very dynamic sort of way. The gods looked down. A hatch opened in the strange wooden bird. It fell off and rolled a little way. The gods saw a figure get out. He appeared, in many ways, to be a hero, except that he was far too clean. He looked around, removed his helmet, and saluted.
"Good afternoon, O mighty ones," he said. "I do apologise, but this should not take long. And may I take this opportunity to say, on behalf of the people of the Disc, that you are all doing a wonderful job here."
He marched towards the horde, past the astonished gods, and stopped in front of Cohen.
"Cohen the Barbarian, what's it to you?"
said Cohen, mystified.
"I am